This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about hypocrisy. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, I know I was reluctant to talk about the topic today because it seemed so serious, but I will give it a try. We are talking about hypocrisy. So instead of a description right out of the gate, Jason, maybe you should give us some examples.
You know, the reason, and you're hearing this discussion live, the audience is going to share our back and forth about this, but the reason I was so adamant about doing this is that we have a unique perspective as intuitives about hypocrisy, because we can unpack the emotions, we can dissect it in ways that the scientific world, for example, couldn't do. We can look at the emotions that make up hypocrisy and kind of give you some clarity about where it really comes from. So let me give you some examples. One of the big ones, of course, is politics. Everybody's saying, well, you know, this party is blaming the other party for things that the other party did in another administration, blah, blah, blah. It's going back and forth, and it's really obnoxious. And it makes us mad, because when we feel like our position is not being treated fairly or honestly by the other side, it makes us angry. Family, when parents say this is the rule, but then they don't adhere to them themselves. The most egregious hypocrisy that I see is usually on the job. It's much more personal. When that pretty girl gets doesn't have to follow the rules when everybody else does, or the boss looks the other way because this person's on their softball team, but you know, you may not be on the softball team, but they don't get the same pennies. Or when it comes to, this is where it really gets bad, when it comes to promotions and raises. You know, that's where people live. And if those things aren't implemented fairly, or at least it's not perceived as fair, it creates a problem. The other thing is, and I know where I'm talking about examples, but when, this is my favorite. It's the Geico commercial about, you know, turning into your dad. You know, we all have this feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be like my parents.
No, we swear we're never going to be like our parents.
And then, you know, if you guys remember the Geico commercial, this guy will say, well, hey, shut the door.
Paying to heat the outside.
Yes. And why should I get rid of this flip phone when it still works? You know, all those things. So,
well, and how about for yourself, Jason? You know, give us an example about yourself.
Well, when we want to act in a certain way that is consistent with our values, and then we don't, and we seem to be unable to do it any other way. The parent thing is a great example of that, because we turn into our parents, but we never wanted to turn into our parents,
right.
And we never want to act in certain ways that were like our parents.
Okay, and I'm going to jump right to the punchline here, Jason. Why do we not want to be like our parents? We already know that. But why do we turn into being like our parents or saying things like our parents say?
Well, the audience may be shocked, but it's programming.
And programming is?
A lot of it is unconscious.
There you go.
You know, and we don't realize it. And since we don't usually take an ecosystem approach to our lives, what we do is we just heap on more and more programming. We really seem to be helpless doing anything about those negative behaviors,
right?
Because we try and take negative behaviors and program ourselves even more, which just creates more
and more
of the negative behaviors in other areas
and negative energies.
Yes. So, what is hypocrisy? Well, if we look at the emotions of it, it's typically a form of dishonesty or unconsciousness and numbness to our authentic self. And usually that's due to, again, of course, programming.
Right, of course.
You know, we were talking about this earlier, and we didn't think we'd have much to talk about, but there's so much to talk about in terms of hypocrisy. It really is. One of the things that is important to understand is that, again, from an intuitive standpoint, we see how human beings are designed. And it's not like a blueprint or a schematic, but it's sort of like we see a design, some basic, I don't want to call them principles because that doesn't sound right, but they're basic ways that human beings
are.
And one of those ways is that we were designed to be honest.
And truthful.
Yes.
And now we're not saying being mean or malicious with the honesty. We're talking about being honest with ourselves first.
Yes. And one of the things that you may have seen, you know, if you ever had a lie detector test, for example, we've all seen it on the movies. So that's where we see it all, you know,
right.
where the needle's going crazy and someone tells a lie and then the needle goes up and down. And that's a response. Science has determined that we have this physiological response to.
Which we do.
Yes. To telling a lie.
Right.
In we don't like words, it.
Our heartbeat goes up.
Yes.
Our breathing
increases
in shallows. Yes. All of those things. But I want to ask the question, Jason, we're talking about the hypocrisy of what's around us. What about the hypocrisy that we connect with for ourselves?
That's the most important, because we have this, just like with lie detection, we have a natural aversion, revulsion.
Yeah, good one.
It actually makes us sick to be dishonest.
Literally and physically.
And we're not telling about, you know, honey, does my butt look fat in those jeans?
I've never asked that question.
Not that kind of dishonesty. It's that about how we feel.
Yes.
How authentic, if we could connect truly with our authentic self, and we then are honest with that authentic self and project that into the world, that's the honesty that we're talking about. And when we don't, it literally makes us sick. It makes us
literally makes us sick. Physically makes us sick.
Yes.
You know, and long time use over and over and over again of this hypocrisy or buying into it or not being able to stand up to whatever is going on, it literally makes us sick. So that's not a good thing.
You know, and I think this is pretty profound, frankly.
It is.
Especially in this world, because we don't think about being honest, making us, or not being honest, making us sick. And
well, why would we? That's never been a concept that I grew up with. Did you grow up with that one?
Well, we have this moral idea that, George Washington, the cherry tree, I cannot tell a lie, I cut the sucker down. You know, it just
wasn't I'm that sure, Abe Lincoln.
No, that was George Washington. So okay. You can tell that intuition doesn't help you with history.
But intuition and being authentic does help you with knowing when something is said, and I'm just gonna give you a very simple example. Politically, when something is said and you get mad or you take it personally or get upset about it, that is your intuition basically saying something's not right here.
Yes. Yes.
That's a big deal.
You know, and obviously not for this show, but it's our intuition, which is the natural lie detector.
Yes.
And what covers up our intuition is programming, the numbness, you know, that's created by programming and all those negative emotions that we uncover, we remove when we do the ecosystem approach that puts our intuition in a place where it's not able to be functioned properly.
You know what, Jason, we didn't talk about this before, but I have a perfect example of training of unconscious training about how to lie. And I realize that's not exactly what we're talking about, but I remember one of my cousins, who we had a very close family, and one of my cousins said to me, she said, if you put your hand behind your back and cross your finger, anything that you say, if it's a lie, you won't get in trouble for. Well, I got to tell you, my mother didn't buy that one for nothing, okay? My mother could be real strong, and you knew.
Don't try this at home, kids.
Yeah.
or good luck with that,
yeah. Either one. But that's the bottom line.
Well, what we're trying to say is, and we're making light of it, but when you, even if you cross your fingers, your body still knows. There's
exactly
a part of you that knows.
That was my point. Thank you very much.
That you're not being honest.
Yes.
And it's the kind of profound honesty that is really about you.
Mm-hmm. And when you start removing negative energies, you start understanding more and more about you and who you are. That.
Authentically.
That is the ecosystem approach.
And the truth is, so many of us don't even know who we are.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment? Excuse me.
Human beings are designed to be truthful and conscious about that truthfulness, that we have a natural negative reaction to hypocrisy, other people's or our own, and that hypocrisy is the result of numbness created by the effects of programming.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk more about hypocrisy and how the ecosystem approach works to counteract it. If you please don't miss this one. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about hypocrisy. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So Jason, hypocrisy is basically a form of dishonesty. How can we make it practical for people and useful in their daily lives? Not hypocrisy, but truth.
Well, either one, yes.
Okay.
So let's make it practical.
All right.
Here's the truth, and I'm going to say it, that there are some places, there are some venues where you have to be a hypocrite. You play a role, and it's a form of dishonesty. And, you know, most business environments today, it's a big game.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires gamesmanship, which is a form of acting a certain way, even though it may not be the truth, to get to achieve your objectives. And I would say to the audience that in those situations, you may make a conscious choice for your self-interest. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. To act in a certain way that may not be totally in alignment with who you are authentically. And I want to say that's very practical, because in today's world, you know, going to work and bringing your authentic self there may not be in your best interest.
Right.
That's just I'm sorry to say it's that way. I know a lot of people say I don't want to be in a world like that. I'm sorry to spring this on you. It's actually pretty obvious in the way the world is right now. Gamesmanship, you see it in politics, you see it in our leadership, is all over the place. And it's not about truth, it's about playing the game to win.
Exactly.
And if you want to feed your family, if you want to pay the mortgage, pay the rent, you may have to do that. You know, I know that even if you have a small business and you don't, and you're in charge and you have a few employees and you say, well, I want it to be authentic between us. When you go out into the world with clients, you may have to play that game because everybody else is.
Exactly. You know, and you know, so that brings up the social thing, Jason.
Yes. I mean, did I ever tell you that I was president of the Parents Club a long, long time ago.
I think so.
You know, if you want to talk about gamesmanship, you know, go to a PTA meeting.
Oh my gosh, you know? I can't believe you said that out loud.
And supposedly people are there to help, you know,
the children, and the institution in which the children are attending.
But oh my gosh, you know, whose cookies were the most delicious? Who's done the most work?
Right.
Whose kid got favors because this parent was putting themselves into
exactly.
It just becomes it was quite a challenge.
Yes.
It was my first, you know, it wasn't my first, but it was certainly
a memorable
and talk about gamesmanship. It was my, you know, it was my laboratory for understanding how gamesmanship works.
Yes.
So there's, you know, there's all sorts of things like that. You know, there's you know, your clothes and creating an image for yourself.
Oh.
You know, there's a lot of gamesmanship in part of that. Nothing wrong with that, you know.
Well, there is, if that's what you think is the only way to be.
Well, we're talking about practical. So here's the rub.
Thank
okay.
you. All right.
when you don't realize you're playing the game, that's when it causes a problem.
Right. That's that numb thing.
That's the numbness
yes.
to your authentic self.
Right.
If you're fully conscious or even a little conscious that, okay, I'm going to play a game over here and I know I'm doing it and I'm willing to do it, I'm choosing it, but I'm deciding it consciously, then that's one thing.
But it unfortunately in our society today, teenagers, this I just find this to be so sad. If you're more than a size two, I'm talking about for a girl, if you're more than a size two, you don't get to wear because the money isn't spent on the latest fashions, you can be shunned, you can be pushed aside or discounted as not being as good as. That is not a good way to play the game.
We've heard so many stories about how the social hierarchy in high school is so superficial and based on some form of gamesmanship and programming.
Exactly. But where did they learn it? They learned that from their parents. They learned it from society.
Yes.
And it's really a sad, sad thing to have to put up with.
But, you know, it's not our job to judge it. What we're saying is that if you can use an ecosystem approach, especially with your children growing up
right.
and yourself, you know,
yes.
you go back to our show on parenting, you know, it can be very valuable because then if they play the game, they can do it consciously. They may have to do it. They may want to do it. And by the way, as long as we're talking about teenagers, if you want a barometer, if you want a gauge of hypocrisy in the family, ask your teenager.
Oh,
they have a hypocrisy detector that's unbelievable.
and you know, for both Jason and myself, even though we were not together during the ages of our children, you know, let's go for 3, 5, 7, 9, you know, and so forth. They could see that barometer, or they use that barometer for hypocrisy. You know, what is it? Out of the mouths of babes. Man, they would let you know, excuse me, this isn't right. You know, so.
But here's the most important part.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe when you go to work, you have to wear a mask. You have to play a role.
Right.
Here's the trap. If you go home to those people that
you love,
your spouse especially, and you're still playing those games
and wearing that mask,
it's what's the divorce rate in the United States? 50%.
It's higher than that now. I think.
You know. Yeah. It's such a big deal. We were talking about this movie, 27 Dresses.
Right.
With,
Katherine Heigl.
Yes, yes. You know, how her sister played a big game to try and seduce her boss.
Seduce Katherine Heigl's boss.
Yes, because she was doing things like becoming a vegetarian.
Because he was a vegetarian.
And saying she's liked hiking.
And dogs.
Yes.
And she didn't like dogs. She didn't like hiking. And she loved to eat meat. So that's true hypocrisy, you know, on the screen. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, obviously this was a movie script. But
yes.
We didn't know whether she was really that conscious of it or not. But she was doing it.
Right.
And those things, when your intimate relationships, when your
right.
authentic relationships are based on that kind of gamesmanship,
well,
it doesn't turn out well.
And let's talk about one more thing. He couldn't see
yes.
what a hypocrite she was.
Yes.
That was one of the worst. He couldn't see it, of course, until the end of the show, but that's beside the point.
Well, and so here's the key.
Okay.
In order to see hypocrisy in other people.
You have to what?
See it in yourself first.
Exactly.
You have to remove that numbness.
Yes.
Because when you're numb to your own hypocrisy, which is a form of not being connected to your authentic self.
Right.
So you're playing a role out there in the world. When you're numb to your own hypocrisy, you struggle to see it in other people.
And you then also become destructive in your own ecosystem of who you are.
Yes.
And that destruction, I hate to say this to some out there, to everyone, that destruction can create really negative stuff that we can struggle to get rid of. And I'm going to do a little sidetrack here. Breast cancer is rampant in women and some men today. And I've looked at many, many, many of them, and their anger, they hold that anger close to their chest, breast, and they do not get rid of it. But they can't see their anger. They can't see how badly they are, how mad they are at this person or that person, or even themselves.
Many women are programmed to play a role that doesn't serve them, that's not authentic, that's not in alignment with who they really are, and then they take a toll.
My father told me that I should not go to college because I wasn't good enough to do anything but be a housewife. And I want you to know, I'm a damn good housewife, but daddy was wrong.
You know, and the truth is that those kind of programming, if we succumb to them, you know, the only way out of something like that is to clear that.
Right, get rid of it.
And we always think programming is positive. We would only program ourselves positively. But the truth is, most programming is negative, like what you just mentioned, when your dad says, you know, you're going to only good enough to be a housewife.
Right.
You know, the other thing is that I forgot my point.
Okay.
How about
that? Let's just move right on, and then you'll come back to it. I'm sure you will. Jason, what is the best way to deal with hypocrisy? We'll repeat that one more time.
Yes. That was my point, actually.
Okay.
The fact that it exists.
Oh, somebody must be intuitive.
Yes. She finishes my sentences. That's another conversation. But the truth is that hypocrisy exists.
It does.
And if we can see it and understand it, it's going to be really helpful to us. And how do you see it and understand it? We just talked about that. By clearing the numbness to our own hypocrisy.
Exactly.
And then connecting with our own authentic self.
And we're going to do some of that in a little while. So, Jason, what are the key points in this segment?
That hypocrisy is part of gamesmanship. And it is essential in some venues, but not for close relationships. That the best way to deal with hypocrisy is to clear the anger at others and the numbness in yourself. And that it's important to be honest with yourself about the existence of hypocrisy in the world.
Right.
And that being honest and authentic with close personal relationships is healing and deeply satisfying.
Those are really good points, Jason.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other emotions instead of anger when we face hypocrisy. What are the other emotions that are connected with hypocrisy? Listen in and find out if you have any of these other emotions. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about hypocrisy. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, when I watch the news, I see all this hypocrisy that makes me so mad. What do I do?
Well, of course, the first thing to do is to clear the anger, which is...
After I threw plates at the TV?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a very dynamic time during news hour.
Nobody's emotional here.
So...
By the way, that was hypocrisy. Go ahead.
So the truth is that anger, of course, is the thing to clear, but there's some other common reactions. You know, first is always anger, but then it goes to blaming, criticizing, and the need for revenge.
But you know what, Jason? I just realized there's actually another one that happens. It's that some feel powerless.
Hopeless, yes.
And hopeless to that hypocrisy that's going on.
When we see it, we just say, it doesn't matter.
Nothing
matters anymore.
Yeah, I can't do anything about it. But here's the truth. You can do something about it, and it starts with you.
And the emotions.
You know, that's right.
We're not trying to be evangelists here. The truth is that the ecosystem approach, actually, I think Patricia was probably some sort of
evangelist in a past life.
the truth is that we're not trying to make it bad or anything like that. What we're trying to do is say, hey, if we have those emotions, let's just remove them. Let's just clear them.
Yes.
Which is what the ecosystem approach is all about.
Right.
And here's the thing that people don't realize. When you want revenge, you know, and I see that our country is so polarized and everybody is thinks the other side is
wrong
and the enemy and bad and we're rooting for our team as opposed to rooting for truth.
Right.
What happens is that need for revenge, most of us don't act on it. We may act on it by posting or saying some things and that sort of thing.
Right.
But the truth is when we don't act on it, where does it go?
It goes on us.
Yes.
In us.
Yes.
And oftentimes we take it out on our kids or our spouses or our neighbors.
Yes.
And that
it's internalized. That's the word.
It really is. It really is.
And so if we just remove those energies, clear those energies, it would help us. You know, one of the things I see about most philosophical arguments, and I see this over and over again, it's not just in politics, but all sorts of arguments about, you know, either this or that, is that usually both sides have truth to them.
And they do.
There's truth on both sides. And if we're so polarized, what keeps us from getting that? Well, if we clear those negative emotions,
then we can see what is truth.
Where at least there's an opening to it.
Exactly.
If we clear our need for revenge, our need to blame, the hopelessness,
I was going to say,
and the powerlessness, mm-hmm. then there's a chance for us to see the other perspective and say, oh, well, that's, you know, I get it. I understand, you know.
Right.
And that's where we need to go. We can talk about politics all day long, and we, you know, and it's almost makes me hopeless because it's so awful. I'd rather not even go there. But the truth is that one of the examples I wanted to give, not an example, but, you know, this idea that if only he could get revenge. I think, you know, our last election was based on a lot of revenge. The candidates, there was a form of needing to get revenge on a status quo that didn't serve a lot of people.
Right.
And the problem with revenge, if you were able to get revenge, for example, if your boss who gave special treatment to that pretty girl as opposed to you, and you went and let the air out of his tires, that act of revenge would feel good for maybe 2 seconds. But what we see as intuitive is that the energy doesn't change.
And the other thing, yeah, absolutely, it doesn't change. But the other thing is then we internalize the guilt for even acting upon the revenge. I mean, it becomes this vicious circle, and I'm not talking about tires.
Depends on how much we hate our boss. Sometimes there's no guilt at all. but that's you know.
But the truth is,
there's always all these emotions,
yes.
And if you're numb to them,
yes,
it doesn't. They don't get removed, and if we just push them aside and say, "Well, I'm not a vengeful person," and you have all this need for revenge inside of you,
right?
You know, again, that's where you get sick. That's where
bad
things happen. That's where addictions come from. That's where
exactly, because you need to, because then you find yourself in a place where you need to numb out.
Yes,
you know, it's pretty bad.
Well, the other thing is that even in our relationships, if you we've heard so many we've heard anecdotal stories where people will be listening to some sort of philosophy that says you have been aggrieved, and those people that listen to those things, where it says, you know, you've been wronged, you know, your position isn't respected, you've been abused by the system, quote unquote. As people internalize that feeling of anger, it comes out. It's hard to live with a person who feels angry and aggrieved all the time.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, one of the things I see that what I see right now, and I'm using my intuition, Jason's talking about an abused child. Jason's talking about an abused wife or even an abused husband. That aggrieved feeling is really difficult to deal with. But the way out of it is to clear first. Then you can see the paths, the multiple paths that you as a person have to take care of you and your life.
You know, the idea of being abused and then trying to have an intimate, functional relationship, you know, we know that it's difficult. But
yes.
But the reason it's difficult is because all those negative emotions have been internalized.
And they've been internalized because we've gone numb to the situation.
And we can't program ourselves out of that. We have to remove those negative energies.
Right, right.
That's the ecosystem approach, where you say you've got this toxicity in your ecosystem. Once you get it out, then the ecosystem will balance itself out. It knows how to do that.
It does.
But you have
it's a natural thing.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's pretty amazing. So, Jason, do me a favor, the key points in this segment have been?
The anger of hypocrisy gets turned on ourselves.
Yeah.
The need for revenge, blaming, and shaming festers inside of us and becomes worse. And that these negative energies work against us and sabotage our best interest.
Exactly. So, Jason, talk to me. What's in the newsletter this week?
The newsletter, we're going to have a special bonus about hypocrisy. So we can do some additional clearings and teaching you how to remove some of that negative energy that may be festering inside of you,
mm-hmm.
In a way that's really practical and positive.
Well, and I do want to say, if you don't think this applies to you, send the newsletter to somebody that you think it does apply to, and also tell them about our show.
Yes, and clear numbness.
I love it.
The truth is, you know, we know that we're not totally connected to our authentic self, and we strive to do that every day.
But yes, we do.
It's something we continue to do, and we know that how most of us, because we're programmed, we're not allowed to connect with that authentic part.
And by the way, this does take time. I don't want anyone to think that, oh, this is just an overnight thing. It's not. The
not
truth
a quick
is,
fix.
It's not. This is a journey that we're on. But think of all the laughter you can do throughout this whole thing. I was this way and now I'm this way. Yay. That kind of thing. So, Jason, let's teach everybody how to do some clearing.
So we're going to do clearing in the next segment, and this is how you do it. To remove that negative energy, you use your mind's eye, your imagination. You gather up all the emotions that we say and to eliminate. Just picture those emotions in your mind's eye, gather them out, and breathe them into a trash can. We own the trash can. We'll empty the trash can for you. Don't have to worry about it. Just breathe them into that trash can, and we'll get rid of them for you. And then we go on to the next emotion.
Okay.
And then to activate life force, Patricia?
We're just going to reverse it. We're going to, as you inhale, you take into your heart, sometimes through the top of your head, sometimes into your heart, depending on what works for you, you take in life force. We see this as pure, clear light. And then you blow out any negative energies that come up. Now, it doesn't mean you have to think, oh, I'm pulling in good, now I'm blowing out the bad. Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. But the truth is, just activating life force energy for yourself is one of the most healing things you can do for yourself.
And one footnote, anything that we clear that you feel doesn't apply to you,
right,
it won't hurt you. This process is non-toxic. There's nothing right. that will... You know, if you do
it's one
it
of the
wrong,
best things about
yes,
it.
If
yeah.
you do it wrong, there's nothing that's going to hurt you. So
okay, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to clear all those negative energies connected to hypocrisy. I think this is the best part of the show. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at louparadise.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we've been talking about hypocrisy, but right now, we're going to clear some stuff that'll help us with the hypocrisy that we're all stuck in.
We're going to remove that negative energy, and we call it clearing. So here we go. Remember what we told you in the last segment about how to do this. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the anger and rage I feel when I perceive hypocrisy.
Take a breath. Now we're going to shorten it just a little bit so we don't have to say the whole thing all at once. But now we're going to do and to eliminate the numbness I feel about my own hypocrisy. Take a breath.
The numbness I feel about my authentic self. Take a breath. The numbness I feel about other people's hypocrisy. Take a breath.
This one just jumped in. It has nothing to do with this. And to eliminate my fear of my authentic self.
Yes.
Take a breath.
My fear that if I expose my authentic self, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
Yeah. But from my own personal experience, that's not what happens. It's one of the most amazing things ever. So, continuing on, and to eliminate my need for revenge, to blame, criticize, and abuse the hypocritical side of myself and others.
To blame and abuse the other side, the other team, the contrary position.
Okay.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any numbness I have about my need for revenge and to blame and criticize the other side.
Hmm.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the gamesmanship around me. Not only around me, but within me. Take a breath.
To eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the gamesmanship at work, the gamesmanship in my family,
yes,
the gamesmanship in my social circles. Take a breath. And to eliminate the illusion and delusion that no one's playing a game in those other arenas. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear that if I do see the illusions and all the delusions, I won't be able to handle it. But the truth is, sure you can. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see other people's hypocrisy connected to their game strategy. That's a big one.
Yeah.
A real big one. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my judgment, anger, and need for revenge when I see that game strategy, because those negative feelings hurt me. Take a breath.
I always want to kick somebody in the shins for that one, but it's the truth. But when that's that need for revenge that doesn't serve anything except it serves more negative energy, and that is not what we're promoting at all. We're trying to get rid of negative energy.
And to eliminate that negative energy that festers in some of us that is connected to people that think they don't have any need for revenge, anger, resentment, or bitterness. Take a breath.
Good one.
See, you always know where Patricia stands on any issue at any moment. You should see us in the car with she rates all the radio songs.
La, 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 la.
The songs that come on the radio. But for me, the truth is that when I feel the need for revenge, it's deep and it festers and it's it's much worse. Patricia's much more, you know how she feels about everything, you know.
Hey, but you know what? There's never a dull moment in our relationship. I guarantee you of that. Let's continue on. And to eliminate my judgment and rage I feel when I'm in a hypocritical situation, and to eliminate the powerlessness and numbness about it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my own anger when it mm-hmm. comes to my hypocrisy and other people's hypocrisy. Take a breath.
One of the biggest places that hypocrisy takes place that we're not even aware of it, is when we're in the car and we're driving like maniacs along with everybody else and we're judging everybody else. Take a breath. I release and let go that hypocrisy for me so I can see what is in the highest and best interest of me and everybody else in that situation. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my authentic emotions, so I can trust, so I can accept my authentic emotions and without judgment, just clear them.
Yes.
Take a breath.
So should we?
There's so many people, I've heard this so many times. I'm not an angry person, and that's when my, the certain part of my anatomy starts to quiver. The truth is that, and the people that don't think they're angry, usually they internalize that anger and it comes out sideways and it's really hard to be around.
Yes.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all the negative emotions that I cover up as opposed to just put on the table and put in the trash can right now. Take a breath.
Take a breath. You know, I have to admit, Jason, we could go on forever regarding this particular topic. But don't forget to check out our newsletter this week because there will be more clearings there. But yes. Right now, just because of time, let's activate some life force energy. So go with me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can trust that I'll be okay when all these bad things are happening around me. Activate life force. Just let that wonderful, wonderful life force energy come right into your body. Take a breath. Let it go all the way to your toes and then blow out any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can trust that things will be better for me if I remove these negative energies. Take a breath. To activate life force so I can trust that I can be hopeful about the future when I remove these negative energies. Take a breath.
Here's the biggest one. And to activate life force energy so I can learn to trust my intuition and myself. Take a breath. Let that come right in. And now blow out that negative stuff. And to activate life force energy so I can project the truth of my authentic self to those who are important to me, starting with me. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can seek the truth of my authentic self to feel better in hypocritical situations. And to activate life force so I can relax in this crazy world and find an honest place within myself. Take a breath.
And activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and full of laughter and love, not only for myself, but everyone around me this week. Take a breath, everybody. Give yourself permission to have all of this. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we're going to do a show on prejudice. No,
don't make me.
Prejudice is all around us. It's black and white. It's male, female, and it's a big issue. So we're going to kind of unpack it and see, how does it affect us? What can we do about it?
Right.
And how can we make our lives better in this world. So,
you know, Jason, I just want to say one more thing about prejudice. The prejudice part of us, all of us are prejudiced. Don't think for a moment that you're not. And when we work next week, you'll see some of the things that we're talking about. It isn't just the big issues. It's some of the small issues as well. So if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week on Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website at www.livinglighter.org and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter, get that bonus, and get the backstory of Living Lighter Radio. We'd love to hear your comments, so send us a note on our email address, which is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week, Monday, at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.